This is Akashvani, the news read by Prem Sharma. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has achieved a historic milestone in Indian politics by becoming the longest-serving head of an elected government in the country. With this, Mr. Modi has surpassed Pawan Kumar Chamling, who held office as Chief Minister of Sikkim for 8,930 days. He has now completed 8,931 days as head of the government, combining his tenure as Chief Minister of Gujarat and as Prime Minister, thereby entering his 25th year in leadership role. Over the course of his career, Mr. Modi has set several notable records, including being the longest serving Chief Minister of Gujarat and the Prime Minister with the longest prior experience as a CM. Group of Seven nations have strongly condemned Iran's attack on civilians and key infrastructure across multiple countries in West Asia. In a joint statement, G7 foreign ministers representing Canada, France, Germany, Italy, Japan, UK and US, along with High Representative of European Union, voiced solidarity with countries affected by the escalation. The statement said the group extends support to its partners in the region in the face of unjustifiable attacks by Iran and its proxies. The group also stressed the importance of ensuring the safety of critical maritime routes and global supply chains, particularly in the strategically vital Strait of Hormuz. G7 foreign ministers said they stand ready to take necessary measures to support the global supply of energy. Arunachal's para-athlete Kipa Mero clinched the gold medal in women's javelin throw F12 category at the 24th National Para Athletics Championship 2026, which concluded on Friday in Bhubaneswar, Orissa. She has broken her own national record, showcasing her dedication, resilience and excellence. Meanwhile, Techi Mehta won the silver medal in the women's 400-meter T13 category. During the championship, Tingong Wangpen clinched a gold medal in the 100-meter and a bronze medal in the 400-meter races in the T35 category. U.S. President Donald Trump has threatened to hit and obliterate Iran's power plants if Tehran doesn't reopen the Strait of Hormuz within 48 hours. Trump issued the ultimatum on Truth Social this morning. In another post, Trump said that Iran wants to make a deal, but he doesn't, arguing that he has already achieved his objectives weeks ahead of schedule. Iran's representative to the International Maritime Organization has asserted that the Strait of Hormuz is only closed to Iran's enemies. Ali Mousavi, who is also Iran's envoy to the UK, further pointed to regional tensions as the primary cause of the current maritime friction, noting the ongoing conflict involving the US and Israel was at the root of the current situation in the Gulf and the Strait of Hormuz. Mousavi emphasized that while transit remains possible, international obligations must be balanced with respect for Iran's territorial integrity and rights. Aqua Titan, a vessel carrying Russian crude oil, has reached Mangaluru in Karnataka. This comes after the US issued a temporary general license on Thursday, allowing the sale of Russian crude oil already stranded at the sea in an effort to stabilize global fuel prices amid West Asia conflict. Another cargo ship carrying LPG from the US has arrived at the Mangalore port. Pyxis, Pioneer cargo ship carrying LPG from the US state of Texas, successfully docked at the port. Earlier, an Indian flagged LPG tanker, Nanda Devi, arrived at Vadinar port in Gujarat, becoming the second LPG carrier to reach the west coast this week after Sivalik docked at Mundra port. Andhra Pradesh government has sanctioned around 60 crore rupees to establish 5 compressed biogas plants in urban local bodies, aiming to improve waste management and generate clean energy. The decision was issued through a government order by the Municipal Administration and Urban Development Department. The BCCI announced the schedule for senior Indian men's team tour of Ireland for a two-match T20I series in June this year. The men in blue will play the first T20I on 26th of June in Belfast, followed by the second and last T20I on 28th of June at the same venue. That's all in the news bulletin. Namaskar.